From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Islamic State group is guilty of genocide. Speaking at the State Department Thursday, Kerry said that Islamic State, or Daesh in its Arabic acronym, was guilty of crimes against ethnic and religious minorities in Iraq and Syria.
My purpose in appearing before you today is to assert that in my judgment, Daesh is responsible for genocide against groups in areas under its control, including Yazidis, Christians, and Shia Muslims.
The genocide declaration means the United States would prosecute any Islamic State member in the United States, but it does not obligate any specific American action against the terror group in Syria or Iraq. Experts on international law and genocide told VOA the United States could bring the issue before the UN Security Council and human rights bodies. Those groups could then ask the International Criminal Court to charge members of the extremist group. The last State Department designation of genocide was in 2004 by Secretary of State Colin Powell in response to murders and mass rapes in Sudan's Darfur region. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has criticized Russian President Vladimir Putin, saying that Russia's intervention in Syria prolonged the civil war and did not help the fight against the Islamic State group. Speaking to the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee, Carter said Russia propped up Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and as of now, in his words, we haven't seen whether Russia retained the leverage to find a diplomatic way forward. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial withdrawal of his country's forces on Monday, saying its objectives had been achieved. This is VOA News. European leaders have gathered in Brussels, Belgium, to try to work out what to do about the largest migration on the continent since World War II. However, as Lisa Bryant reports from Paris, doubts remain about whether the EU can reach agreement with Turkey to stem the tide of migrants.
Even before the talks started in Brussels, European Council President Donald Tusk struck a negative note, saying he was more cautious than optimistic they would succeed. He said any migrant deal with Turkey must be based on three fundamental principles.
First, the agreement must be acceptable to all 28 member states. Second, the agreement must fully comply with EU and international law. And third, the agreement must effectively help to solve the migration crisis and contribute to our comprehensive strategy.
As the nations confront Europe's largest refugee crisis since World War II, the pressure is on for European leaders to stop bickering and solve the problem. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The United Nations is appealing to the Syrian government to provide permits needed to send humanitarian aid convoys into besieged and hard-to-reach areas. UN convoys have delivered desperately needed humanitarian assistance to nearly 260,000 people living in those areas of Syria since the beginning of the year. The UN says, however, that it has not received permission to enter six areas, most government-controlled, where hundreds of thousands of people have received no relief supplies for more than 1 year. Jan Egeland is the special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
We are not able to get through medical personnel. We're not able to get medical assessment personnel. We're not able to do medical evacuation from besieged areas and even some hard-to-reach areas. So people are dying.
Egeland says the inability to get medical supplies and personnel into these areas could jeopardize an important national vaccination campaign, which aims to inoculate millions of children who are not vaccinated against killer diseases in Syria. And a British research group says that Donald Trump being elected president of the United States is the sixth biggest threat facing the world. That's tied with the prospect of terrorism destabilizing the global economy. The EIU says its latest ranking of global risks has a sharp economic downturn in China at the top. That's followed by Russia's actions in Syria and Ukraine bringing a new Cold War, a corporate debt crisis in emerging markets, and the fracture of the European Union. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.